Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. a day. Thank you so much for joining the Voice of Small Business. It is not often that I engage and get involved in two shows back to back, but it was crucial for me today that I reach out and touch you all. Those of you who've been around for a while with my show know that I've been here on this podcast now for a few years, since 2008. And the Voice of Small Business has taken several different iterations since then. We began in 2008 when no one really knew what a podcast was. Now, of course, everyone's doing one with just audio podcasts. And today is our very first Voice of Small Business video/audio podcast. So we're doing a video/audio podcast, and that's exciting. Also today, I did an interview with a company out of Richardson, Texas. The name of that company was the Verity Group. And that was a challenge as well, but we got through that. So we had a great time learning about each other and about each other's businesses and how we can collaborate and make things work together for everyone. I know you may be tired of hearing this, but we're at the tail end, I think almost the tail end, or really in the midst, really, of a COVID-19 crisis. As I mentioned in today's earlier show, I really hate to call this a disaster. I really prefer to look at it as an opportunity. I do. And those of you who know me know that my background has been, still is, in marketing for many years now. So my question this morning and now to you is, what are you doing in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis/pandemic/opportunity? I'm going to provide you 5 tips. And we can chat about this offline, but we live in a new normal. And we have been living in a new normal now since March of this year. So 9 months now. Many of our small business owners have gone and recreated themselves. And that's the tragedy of it all, because some of them are not coming back. That's a tragedy. Those of us who are still standing know that we had to really go back to the drawing board to stay afloat. So what are you doing to stay afloat in this time period? Because it's going to go away. There's no doubt about that, but when? So 5 new tips for you that will encourage you, hopefully, empower you, hopefully, and give you some things to think about, hopefully. Now, my name is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strauss, if y'all didn't know that by now. And I've been in marketing for more than 25 years. And I've never seen anything like this. So your question to me may be, questions to me may be, well, what did you do? And one thing I want you all to know, those of you who are working from home now, is that going back to the drawing board is not a bad idea. If you've got to work from home, do that. Cut your cost. Cut your losses. Kenny Rogers used to say, or still does say, really, you know, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And this is just taking a time out. You're not quitting. Don't quit. Don't quit. Go back to the drawing board. And then reach out and touch those valuable customers. Because guess what? They are in this with you. This morning, I was speaking with Richard Webster of the Verity Group in Richardson, Texas, and we talked about collaborations, partnerships. And in our area, the DFW Metroplex, there are more than 2 million businesses. So what does that mean to me and you? That should mean that there is enough business to go around, really. Develop partnerships. Think about what's happening today in this COVID-19 vaccine distribution day. The two competitors that are working together for the good of humanity, really, FedEx and UPS, are competitors. But they have developed a unique partnership for the good of the communities. So think about that piece. Think about for one minute. How can we as small business owners take a page from that book? What can we do to develop partnerships? How? So I think about those kinds of ideas, and that's why I said earlier, this is really an opportunity for you to do what is outside the box. Really it is. So this new normal really is an opportunity for you to do something differently. So we get creative. Point two. Put your head on and do something differently. Although this virus is still with us, we still have about 6 months before things may be back to normal. What are you going to do then for that point in time? What are you doing? Put your thinking cap on. This new normal is an opportunity. Out of the box. Anything, trust me, that you did last year, things you did last year to grow your business, turn up the heat. There are no wrong answers. It simply means you've got to do more of what you're doing. Pick things up on social media. Now, I know what you're saying. Social media is this, that, and the other. It is. Your LinkedIn is your best bet. It's me. I have more than 19,000 connections on LinkedIn. That is money in the bank. If you have not developed your LinkedIn profile, please do so. Now, I'm not saying anything negative about Facebook and Twitter. I'm not doing that. But where's your business? Where are your like-minded collaborators or partnerships? Guess where? On LinkedIn. So spend at least 15 minutes every day developing your LinkedIn profile or company page. Any awards you're giving out at the end of the year? Any awards that you receive, profit ventures you've gotten involved in, giving back to the community, food drives, grocery donations. Do something that you can, before you can support your community. It's not just about you. It's really about your customer. It really is. So think about your LinkedIn and what you can pump your chest about on LinkedIn. And promote that on social media. This is a holiday, the holiday spirit. Build, number three or four, build virtual relationships. Now, I have to tell you, I'm a little bit older than most of you. It took me a minute to get my head around this virtual thing. Right? I'm still working at it, right? I am. But think about it this way. You can cover more ground on Zoom or any other meeting platform than you can in your car. You can build virtual relationships on Zoom. When's the last time you had a Zoom webinar and provided tips for your customers or clients? Plan one. Think about it this way. If you invite 10 or 20 people to your Zoom webinar, if you run the math, if only 5 of them show up and you get 3 new clients, that's a plus. Because you never left your home. Think about building virtual relationships. If you only build one a day for 30 days, that's 30 new people, new potential clients. And they might not do business with you. It's who they know. Who they know. So build those relationships. And finally, improve your online presence. So how can you do that? I'm not suggesting that you hire a social media person. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I am suggesting that you spend 15 minutes, is my favorite thing. 15 minutes, you can do anything. So spend 15 minutes building your social media presence every day. Improve that. My name is Janice Montgomery, Albert Price Strategy. I'm with ROI, Small Business Strategic Coaching and Consulting. And you're listening to JMA, the voice of small business. Take care. Goodbye for now. I will see you next week. Bye now.
It's 1 o'clock.